Islam, the complete religion. Islam, the complete religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome to our special silsila Islam the complete religion Inshallah Azza wa Jal today's very special topic What are the angels How many angels in the world or in the sky or in the heaven? What are the duties of the angels, the responsibilities? What are the famous angels of Allah Azza wa Jal? Who are the leaders of the angels? Inshallah, we will ask from our Hafiz Sahab. Do we have to believe on the angels?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Belief in angels is one of the most fundamental beliefs a Muslim has to have. Meaning without this belief, he can't become a Muslim. That's how important this belief is. This is established from the Quran and the Hadith. For example, in Surah Baqarah, the last few verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ That the messengers, they believed in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, whatever was sent from their Lord. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ And the believers also, they also took faith, they believed as well. Kullun, all of them, amana billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusuli. All of them believed that Allah exists, the angels exist, they believed in the messengers and the books, etc. So this is such a fundamental belief that the Quran says the Anbiya alayhi salam also believed, the mu'minin also believed in this. And then the famous hadith where an angel, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, came in the form of a human being, a sahabi, radiallahu anhu. Whenever he would come, many a times when he would come in the form of Sayyidina Dihya Kalbi, radiallahu anhu, a sahabi rasul. And one particular time, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came and he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam a few questions. The famous hadith, Hadith of Jibreel, is known as. He said, What is Iman? Mal Iman? The Prophet ﷺ said, أَتُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ That you believe in Allah, you believe in the angels, you believe in the books, you believe in the messengers. So again, the Quran and then the Prophet ﷺ himself saying that this is Iman, belief in this. So some people, because they have a lack of understanding, knowledge, they say angels are just like representations of good deeds and bad deeds. Angels exist, they have their own wujud, and inshallah, as we will cover more and more about them, angels are in fact a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not humans, a separate creation. And they are a creation, the ulama have written, a nurani creation, made of light. Latif, very subtle. Like our ajsam, our bodies are heavy, they are very light. And then they can take on many forms. بِأَشْكَالٍ مُخْتَلِفَةٍ And as we heard here, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam would come in different forms. And angels alayhi salam have the ability to come in different forms. As for there being nur, Sahih Muslim, the Prophet alayhi salam clearly said, خُلِقَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مِن nur That the malaika is the plural of malak, the angels. And the angels were created by Allah from nur. So they are nurani makhluk, made out of light. And angels, they cannot disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that we honored Bani Adam, meaning the children of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. In the tafsir of this, the Mufassirin write, that angels have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without the ability to sin. Angels can't sin. Then he says, on the other hand, you have humans, who have the ability to obey or disobey, because we have shahawat. Angels are made just from nur. We have shahawat desires placed inside as well. And the Mufassirun, they state that when a human being, when his desires become ghalib, overpower that nuraniyat inside him, when he starts to do more sins, then he's worse than animals. And when his good deeds become more than his bad deeds, his shahawat are suppressed, his obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases, then he's even better than the angels. But then inshallah we'll cover not all angels.
So we heard from Hafiz Sahab, the angel, this is the main fundamental of Islam we have to believe, and it's created from light and they can change into any form in this world. And what about they have any gender or anything?
The angels don't have a gender as in male or female. Neither do they eat, neither do they tire as such.
So what's the main purpose to create an angel?
The angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran as well that they are ibadu mukramun, very honored slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the narration state that in the heavens you'll find that the angels alayhimu salatu wassalam, some are in ruku and they will remain in ruku until qiyamah. Some are in sajda, different positions of prayer. And the Quran it says as well, وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, they only do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them. Then different angels have different tasks. And here the ulama mentioned that varying tasks. Some angels, for example, have the task of bringing wahi to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's Jibreel alayhi salam, maybe. Then you have some angels alayhi salam, their job is to send down rain, other things like that. And that is Sayyiduna Mikail alayhi salam. Then you have angel who, his responsibility is to seize the souls. Sayyiduna Israel alayhi salam, angel of death, Malakul Maut alayhi salam. Then you have one angel who his responsibility is to place his lips on the horn. Which horn? The one that he will blow and Qiyamah will take place, the Sur. And this angel is called Sayyiduna Israfil alayhi salam. Now these four angels that I mentioned, these are the leaders of the angels. These are the Rasul-e Malaika, the messengers from the angels as well. And then Jibreel alayhi salam, subhanAllah, beautiful thing that Sayyiduna Abdulaziz Dabbagh rahmatullahi alayhi, just to make the viewers understand that the maqam of an angel is so high, yet what is his rank in a comparison to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Abdulaziz Dabbagh rahimahullah says that إِنَّمَا خُلِقَ جِبْرِيلُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, the only reason Jibreel alayhi salam was created, لِخِدْمَةِ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم. So we know Jibreel alayhi salam's rank is something that we can't reach.
And we normally heard the Kiraman Katibin, two angels here as well. So how many angels all together?
In relation to this, the ulama have not put a set number like this is it, this is the final number, no. In fact, in one narration in Majma' al-Zawaid, it states that لَيْسَ مِنْ خَلْقِ اللَّهِ أَكْثَرَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, from all the creation, there is no creation which is greater in number than the angels, alayhimu salam, the greatest. And the narration continues and says مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ يَنْبُتُ إِلَّا وَمَلَكٌ مُؤَكَّلٌ بِهِ, that nothing grows in the universe or in the creation except that Allah appoints an angel over that thing as well. Allah. The things are growing all the time. Then angels are appointed over those things as well. This tells you the sheer number. And then Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates that مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ مَوْضِعُ قَدَمٍ, in the skies, in the heavens, there's not a single area, you know, the size of, you know, to place your foot. There's not a single area in the heavens. إِلَّا وَعَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ سَاجِدٌ أَوْ قَائِمٌ, except that an angel is there either prostrating or he's standing in qiyam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's not even a feet, you know, amount of space there.
Hands, palm or palm. It's mentioned in different narration that there's no empty space to the side of hands, palm or a palm where an angel is not present in the state of ruku, sujood or qiyam. Subhanallah. You mentioned few duties about the angels. There's some angels are like mentioned that the 19 angels appointed on the hell as well, the door of the hells.
There's 8 angels carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran it says, وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٍ, that 8 angels will carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like you mentioned, the 19 angels guarding the hellfire. And like this, the narrations, there are many narrations, but exact figure we can't put on. One thing we can say is that they've been given different tasks, some that we mentioned. Kiraman Katibin mentioned in the 30th Sparah, the noble scribes. They also are angels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a task to whenever born. then the right side is an angel, left side is an angel as well. Whenever we perform good deeds, the right-sided angel, he writes those good deeds down. Whenever we commit a sin, fall into error, then the left side, the one on the left shoulder, he writes. But it's the job of a Muslim to ensure that the right-sided angel is always busy. And as Muslims, we have to ensure that the left one doesn't get a chance. But sadly, the way our lives are today and the way the Muslims are going, the left one is constantly writing sins. And then when a person leaves this world as well, when he goes to the grave, we have then Munkar and Nakir. We have angels, separate angels who have been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do what? To ask the deceased person in the grave the three questions: Man Rabbuka, who is your Lord? Ma Deenuka, what was your religion? And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's blessed face will be shown. What did you used to say? Ma kunta taqul fi hadha rajul. What did you say about this blessed personality? So even those angels have been given a separate task. And then, generally speaking as well, Muslims have protecting angels. The Quran mentions this as well, that protect you from evil. And in one narration it states that when a person goes to sleep, then what happens is an angel comes to him and says, finish your night on goodness. Meaning, read something, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he does so, then that angel remains within the whole night, protecting him. And then on the opposite hand, the shaitan comes. Shaitan says, finish your night on bad. So if he does a wrong deed, if he sins, he doesn't finish on the dhikr of Allah, then that shaitan stays with him all night. Then when the person awakes, again the angels come and the shayateen come. The angels say, let's start your day with goodness. If that person starts his day with goodness, then the angels stay with him. But if he starts his day in a bad way, he wakes up and the first thing he does is sin and disobey Allah, then the shayateen sadly stay with him. So angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this amazing, you know, creation with different tasks, different jobs as well. And in the Quran as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions different waqiyat. For example, Muslims know about the Battle of Badr. The Battle of Badr, the background, not to go into too much detail, where Muslims had very little weaponry. Old people were part of the army, they weren't at their strongest. 313 people, Muslim warriors. On the other side, you had 1,000 kuffar. They had weaponry, they had camels, they had everything. And anybody who you would ask, they would have said, no, this army has no chance. The Muslim army has no chance. But the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who's mustajab al-da'wat, spent the previous night praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for victory. So much so that it's mentioned that his blessed shawl fell down. Allah. And Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala placed it back onto the shoulders of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Ya Rasulullah, in a very respectful manner, please stop now. Your Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not reject. Will not. Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam prayed, Ya Allah azza wa jal, if these Muslims are destroyed, then who will worship you till Qiyamah? Nobody will worship you then. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed blessed verses saying that we said to the mu'mineen, the overview of the verses, that does it not suffice you that your Lord will help you? He says 3,000 angels first. Then he says bala, rather with 5,000 angels. But the shart was what? In tasbiru wa tattaqu. That if you are patient and if you are pious, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you. And this is the case today as well. And there the farishte, the angels came down, and those who've been to the battle of the area where the battle took place, there's a mountain there, Jabal Malaika, which they refer to. And it's mentioned that that is that particular, the people of Medina Sharif and the people in Badr, that area, they say that this was that mountain where the angels actually descended. And we know how the angels led the Muslims with the permission of Allah to victory. So this story is mentioned in the Quran.
So many types of angels, and they worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of the angels mentioned in the narration and hadith, as the Hafiz Sahib was mentioning, Muqarrabin angels, then Hamilin, Arsh, those angels that carry the Arsh, the more than billions of the angels on the seven skies, heavens. Some of the angels are appointed on the paradise, some are on the hell, some they protect the humans, some they appointed over the sea, some appointed over the mountains, some appointed over the clouds, some appointed over the rain, some appointed over giving the facial jo chehra hota na, feature of the child as well when before his birth. Uske paida hone se pehle bhi jo child ki aap dekhen ki Allah ki kaisi kudrat hai, ki there are millions and trillion peoples in this world. Yeah? 7 billions kehte hain, over 7 billion is waqt population of the world. not a single person is similar to the other one. Look at the how the beauty. Koi similar nahi hai. You know, you produce a car. If you produce 1,000 car, maybe one or two similar. Aap usme differentiate jo hai, kuch na kuch similarity aa jati hai. But look at the kudrat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Up till duniya ke andar millions log ja chuke hain. Millions is waqt hai, millions aayenge. Kisi ke bhi anguthe ka thumb, not a thumb is similar to the another person. Not a eye is similar. Each person have different eye. Kitni hoti, itni choti si eye hai. Lekin unki eye ball bhi similar nahi hai kisi aur ke. To Allah Taala ki kaisi kudrat hai. To jo child jo bacche ka face banata hai, uske upar bhi angels appoint hai. Angel that blow soul into the bodies. Angel that grow the vegetation. Angel that make the breeze flow. Angels appointed over the clouds. Angel appointed over taking our durood in the beloved court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Special angels hain. Jo ki sirf durood sharif lekar jaate hain. There are the angels who are appointed on the blessed shrine of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Angels appointed over writing the name of those who come to offer the Jummah salah. Ye bhi hota hai, aapko pata hai, Jummah ki salah ke liye on the door of the masjid, the angels appointed, they write the names. Who's coming first, who's coming second. And also the angel appointed at saying Ameen upon the recitation of the Holy Quran of the Salah of the offering people. Angels appointed over supplicating for those who wait for the Salah time. Uske liye bhi alag angels hain, ke jo intezaar mein hote hain, unke liye dua karte hain. Other than this, there are various other angels too. Humans are 1/10 of the jinn. Now the jinnat are more than 10 times in the world than compared to the human. So meaning jinns are more in number than the human. If there are 7 million humans, then there are 70 million jinnat in the world. So for example, if we get this calculation and we move forward, humans and jinns are 1/10 of the animals of the land. All these human, jinns and animals are 1/10 of the birds. And humans, jinns, animals and birds are the 1/10 of the sea animals. And all these sea animals, birds, animal, jinn and human, if you all together, they are 1/10 of the angels appointing over the earth. Now this is only about the earth. All these are 1/10 of the angels appointed over the first sky. Then all these are the 1/10 of the sky of the second sky. This sequence goes all the way up to the 7 skies. Then all these, jitne bhi the na, insan, jinn, charin, parin, samandari makhlukat, earth ke upar jitne farishte hain, first sky, 7 sky, 7 sky, in sab ko bhi aap jama kar lein. But then all these together is form a very small group in front of the angels of the kursi. Then all these are 1/10 of the angel of one whale of the arsh. And just remember, how many whales of the arsh? And there are 600,000 whales of the arsh. 6 lakh whales hain arsh ki. The width and height of one whale is so greater that the earth and sky and whatever is in it is very insignificant in form of it. There is no space of even a single step where an angel is not present, engaged in ruku and sujood and qiyam. Their duty is to proclaim the majesty of Allah Almighty. Then all these angels, in comparison to those angels that are engaged in worshipping around the arsh, are like a drop in front of an ocean. These all bhi mila ke na, itne hai jaise ki samandar ke mukable mein ek qatra. Only Allah Almighty knows their counting. And then it's further mentioned, 70,000 rows of angels are engaged in tawaf. Ab un rows mein how many angels we don't know, but there are 70,000 rows. Ab rows aapko pata hai kitni hogi? Which be engaged in tawaf around the arsh. They proclaim the majesty and dignity of Allah Almighty. Then there are further 70,000 rows behind them. They have their hands on their shoulders and they are busy proclaiming the majesty of Allah Almighty. There are another 100,000 rows behind them with the right hand over their left hand. Every one of them are reciting different tasbih from their others. Itne kitne honge farishte, imagine bhi nahi kar sakte. Iske aage kya likha hua? Then all these angels are very small in number in front of the angel of the Lohe Mahfuz. Ye sare mila le, duniya ke انسان، جنات، چرن، پرن، حیاتات، نباتات جتنے بھی ہیں، پھر دنیا کے جتنے فرشتے، پھر پہلے آسمان کے، ساتوں آسمان کے، پھر کرسی کے، اور یہ جتنے توا، ان سب کو ملانے پتہ نہیں کتنے یہ ہیں فرشتے، ان سب کے مقابلے میں یہ اتنے سے ہیں، بہت چھوٹی تعداد ہیں جو لوہے محفوظ کے ارد گرد ہیں. اور مزید لکھا ہے ان ریلیشن ٹو دا واسنس آف عرش، اٹ از سیڈ دیٹ اٹ ہیز 366 لیگز، 367 ستون کہتے ہیں لیگز ہیں. Every leg is 60,000 times bigger than this world. اس دنیا سے ایک جو ٹانگ ہے وہ 60,000 جو ہے نا ٹائم بڑی ہے. مور اوور دیر آر 70 ویلز اوور دا ارش، ایوری ویل از اے ڈسٹینس آف 70,000 ایئرز، اینڈ دا ڈسٹینس بٹوین ٹو ویلز از اے جرنی آف 70,000 ایئرز. آل دیز پلیسز جتنا کچھ مینشن کیا ڈفرینٹ اینجلس کے ساتھ ان کو بھرا گیا ہے. تو جو 70,000 اینجلس ڈے میں آتے ہیں وہ کیا پھر سب نے لکھا؟
دس از ایکچولی فاؤنڈ ان تفسیر ابن کثیر، اٹ سٹیٹڈ دیٹ ما من فجر یطلع الا نزل 70,000 من الملائکہ. دیٹ فجر ڈز ناٹ اکر ایوری ڈے، فجر ڈز ناٹ رائز انلیس اور انٹل 70,000 اینجلس دے ڈیسینڈ. Why do they send? They send to the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They send salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَبْعُونَ أَلْفًا بِالنَّهَارِ. 70,000 in the night and 70,000 in the day. It's mentioned that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will exit his grave, then 70,000 angels will also be along with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But one thing to note, and again it shows the number of angels, the sheer number, that those 70,000 who come in the morning, they will never get an opportunity again until qiyamah. And those 70,000 that come in the evening, they will never get a chance to come back. They're always changing.
Kyun na ho na wala ye badliya na ho to karodon ki aankh jaye hai. اور بارگاہ مرحمت سے عام تر کی ہے، یہ تو آقا کی بارگاہ ہے نا، یہ تو عام کی سب کی.
Look at the blessing of Allah upon normal people like us in this world who are not angels, but because we are ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are allowed to continuously go to the Rozah Mubarak. And Allah has mentioned
5 times we go in a daily time, namaz padh ke aate hain. Masoomon ko hai umar mein sirf ek bar bar, aasi padhe rahein to sala umar bhar ki hai. 70,000 صبح ہیں 70,000 شام، یوں بندگی زلف و رخ آٹھوں پہر کی ہے، جو ایک بار آئے ہیں دوبارہ نہ آئیں گے، رخصت ہی بارگاہ سے بس اس قدر کی ہے. آئے ہے کیا بات ہے، کتنے اب ان کی کیلکولیشن کریں، ایوری ڈے 70,000 1400 ایئرز گون. اف یو ہیو اے کیلکولیشن 1400 ایئرز سے اس کو کیلکولیٹ کریں، پہلے تو 1400 ایئرس کو کیلکولیٹ کریں ڈیز سے 365 ڈیز، پھر 365 ڈیز کو جو بھی فگر آتا ہے پھر اس کو کیلکولیٹ کریں 140,000 کہ ایوری ڈے، پتہ نہیں کتنا، شاید کیلکولیٹر جام ہو جائے گا. پھر اس کو کریں قیامت کب آئے گی یہ ہمیں بھی نہیں پتا ہے، پتہ نہیں اور کتنے سال کے بعد آئے گی. یوں آتے رہیں گے اور جاتے رہیں گے، لیکن کیا ہے کہ ایک ہی دفعہ آئیں گے. اور ہم گناہ گاروں کو تو وی کین گو اگین اینڈ اگین ان دا بلیس کوڈ آف پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، کر کے تمہارے گناہ مانگے تمہاری پناہ، تم کہو دامن میں یا تم پہ کروڑو درود. تو میرے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی کیا بات ہے، سبحان اللہ. اف یو ان دا اسٹیٹ آف وضو اینڈ یو گو ٹو سلیپ، فرشتے حفاظت کرتے ہیں، دے پروٹیکٹ یو اینڈ دے رائٹنگ دا گڈ ڈیز فار یو. Even you sleeping, they're still writing a good deed.
We actually don't know how much interaction, because we can't see the angels.
Allah, Allah.
This is for the awliya Allah, the Anbiya alayhim salam who came before. This was makhsus for them. Not everybody can see the angels. But our life, if we look at it from this angle, from the narrations, one narration states that if you do dua for your fellow Muslim behind his back, meaning in his absence, then angel says, may you also gain the same. Meaning that may that dua be accepted for you. But this is what I was saying, that so many of our daily actions we don't realize, but angels are connected to those actions as well. So we have more in common than we realize. The angels are always there.
So what about the Hazrat Ridwan?
Sayyiduna Ridwan, for the angel, the gatekeeper of paradise. You know, he'll be the gatekeeper of paradise. The best book that I would recommend on this topic is in detail by one of the greatest scholars of this ummah, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i Rahmatullahi. He has a book called Al-Habaik Fi Akhbar Al-Malaik. In that, he tackles the issue of angels from so many different angles. And one thing that like to mention that the angels, their breath, we take breaths. The breath of the angels is tasbihat, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is their breath. And there's one narration, there's many narrations, but this one narration before me, Sayyiduna Lut bin Abi Lut rahmatullahi, he states that narration has reached him that the angels of the first heavens, we mentioned that in every heaven there's angels, the angels of the first heaven, their tasbih is Subhana Rabbina al-A'la. Subhana Rabbina al-A'la. The angels of the second heavens, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels of the third heavens, Subhanahu wa bihamdihi. The angels of the fourth heavens, Subhanahu la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The fifth heavens, Subhanahu yuhyi al-mawta, meaning Allah is the one who revives the dead. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. The angels of the sixth heavens, they say, Subhanal malik al-quddus. And the angels of the seventh heavens, they say, Subhanal ladhi mala'a as-samawati as-sab'a wal ardina as-sab'a. Izzatan wa waqara. So this is that tasbih that they're constantly reciting.
There is some kind of angels, their duty is to find the gathering of zikrullah. Like we have gatherings every Thursday of Dawat Islamiyah. This is also a gathering, sitting together and doing the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and doing the istighfar.
There are so many narrations about this particular, you know, the gatherings. And one narration, I remember that no one gathers in the house of Allah or to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that the angels come and haffat alayhimul malaika. The angels cover them. وَغَشِيَتْهُمْ الرَّحْمَةِ The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers that gathering. So many, many narrations with similar wordings that the angels seek out those majalis. And you know, sadly today we're in maybe the wrong gatherings, but we should try and be in those gatherings where the angels want to be. Remember, angels are ma'asum. Angels cannot sin. Being in the company of angels will only bring about blessings and mercy as well.
Here in sweet Islam brothers, try to remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. Try to attend the weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami. Keep watching Madani channel. Stay blessed. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam, the complete